You're listening to DraftKings Network.
What's going on, guys? Ellie from Copper 9 here. You might not know who I am, but I've got nothing better to do. So watch the Soccer Cooligans talking all things football, politics, music, culture. Swipe up, click the link,
do
something.
That'll do. That'll perfect.
Hi, Poppy!
Let's yes. go.
Let's go. We are here. Another Prem show. So much to discuss. How are we going to fit it all into one show?
I have no clue.
Whether it's incredible golazos from U.S. men's national team players, whether it's straight up racism from referees,
Favorite team completely capitulating in front of its biggest rival,
there's just too much. Okay, we're excited to be here live on Twitch. If you're listening to this show, that's where this show gets recorded. We tape the show live on Twitch, twitch.tv/soccercooligans with the dopest chat on this website, bruh.
Yay. And Twitch, you know how we do. We come in and we sazon it up.
So welcome to another Prem Show. My name is Christian Polanco.
I'm Alexis Guerreros.
Okay, we are your favorite stand-up comedians that host the funniest soccer show live on Twitch.
That's what we do, baby. It's also the gulliest.
Correct. You know, we have a delivery system. We're trying to find every app, every format, we're trying to get gully in your Excel spreadsheets. Okay. It's everywhere.
That's what we do. Right. We show up and we just start spreading the gulliness all around. You know what I mean? We sprinkle a little bit here, sprinkle a little bit there. Who put this gully all over the cat? You know?
So, one of the stars of the show, it's not just us, it is also Nutmeg.
Even cuter sleeping position.
He has taken a little nap, and now we have added the newest feature. And we're able to also give Nutmeg treats. The Twitch chat, for every 10 subs or tier 2 sub, we will give Nutmeg a treat through the Furbo, which is a camera that also gives treats to the dog. So this is
it's also got a camera on it.
It does have a camera on it. Yeah, so the main issue with it is that I can't. I would prefer to just use that camera on this feed, but I can't because it doesn't connect. It only works through the app, not like online. So hopefully one day they add that feature and then I can put it'll look like a first person shooter type game. It would be on the ground.
Chad Bendy says Alexa wants it now. I'm not kidding. If I could put some chips in that bad boy, I'd want it. For sure.
So Chip was taken, says no APIs for Furbo. Yo, we got to hit up the support team up at Furbo to figure that out.
Come on, Furbo. You're missing a key demo of people watching our Twitch.
Because it'd be a good thing to do. Maybe there is. Who knows if there is something, some API. Okay. So, we're excited to be here today. There's been a lot going on in Europe. And we should start. Obviously, this is a mainly focused Premier League show and then a bunch of other stuff comes up, and we can't control that. But the Jay Friedberg said, the Prem Show brought to you by Furbo on Twitch. Okay,
that's the ad for it right there, baby. Okay.
We have to start. Let's start with the Premier League, and real quick, let's recap the North London Derby. Right?
Do we have to?
We have to, because it's what the chat wants, right? And week after week, we've been doing this. Is what, the 23rd episode, the 23rd week that we have been doing this. And you have been, I mean, you're an Arsenal fan. You've been really trashing Mourinho, Tottenham, getting Bale. Nothing's going to work out.
I don't recall trashing. I recall having a genius hot take is what I like to call it.
But no, man, this is it. 2-0.
Yeah, no, go ahead. Let's pull it up. I mean, we didn't talk about this in the pre-production meeting at all.
Goals by Sung Heung-min, Youngmin's son. What does he prefer? Because they call him Youngmin's son, but then they all, it's listed here, Sung Heung-min. So it's just son. Anyway, he sunned
Arsenal. It's probably the only way to put it. And to be completely honest with you, I don't know what else to say besides it's a funny old game, okay? Right? Sometimes you're up and sometimes you're down. And right now, and it seems to be our time to be down for quite a bit. You know what I mean?
I mean, and quite far down yes. Because Arsenal are not doing well. They are in 15th place. Just what? I mean, look, 7-8 points away from relegation. Something to be happy about. But let's first talk about this game, because the first goal was absolutely spectacular.
I didn't see it. I got to be honest with you. Something got in my eye. I think it maybe dust. Well, I was cutting onions during the match. I want everyone to know that. And then there was dust in my eye. And then I looked up and I saw that we were down a goal. And I said, that's fair. Those Tottenham seems like it's 11 good young chaps.
So I wanted to do this because it was an incredible goal, right? Obviously a curler from, what was it, 25, 30 yards out. Like it was really, really incredible.
Mm-hmm.
It's a great goal and it's a great shot on target.
Mm-hmm.
Do you think it was poor defending from Arsenal's part? Could they have done anything better to stop that goal from going in?
Yes, they could have defended. they I don't know, 90 minutes. I mean, here's the thing. It's like, what did we have? 68% possession, and yet we couldn't do shit with it. It's like Tottenham played old school Mourinho ball, which is like, no, let them have the ball, and as soon as we get it back, we'll hit them on the counter. And exactly. I mean, that ball had more curl on it than your head. You know what I mean? it hurt. It hurt to see. It hurt to watch. It hurt to be a part of. It hurt to be on the internet after the game. I don't like it, okay?
They were really and I wanted to read this from Jaron Wright, who is a Spurs fan. He said, talk about how many crosses there were and how it was by design, and Arteta is an idiot. Okay. Let's talk about all those things, okay? Not in any particular order. Are we at the point where we are at Arteta out? Are we done with Arteta? Is he not adapting well enough to this role?
No. If you're going to hold anything against Arteta, it's one, maybe he seems slow to adjust. I'll agree to that. I will admit that. And two, something is going on because of how Nicola Pepe has been treated, how William Saliba has been treated, and whatever the hell's going on with Ozil. That's it. That's if you're going to, and the fact that it takes him forever to finally play Aubameyang central. As far as tactics are concerned, and he even said that like January, there's going to be a clearing out. Almost there says Alexis tears are delicious. So spicy. All right. thank you. I'm glad you guys are enjoying my absolute pain. Mm-hmm. Arteta, if we're going to blame him for anything, it's been how weird it's been with Aubameyang not playing central. How we can't get anything going central at all. All we're doing is crossing when we don't have that team. William Saliba looking good. And, you know, I know he got a red card in the U21s, /reserves. I know he didn't look amazing, but he's probably better than what we currently have outside of Gabriel. Partey coming in when we know he's injured was a weird one.
He lasted what I think like 25 minutes or something like that.
He was gone. He pulled up again. And I think if we're going to look at Arteta, I think Arteta is making some rookie mistakes, but he's already said he wants to clear house in January. So you know what I mean? Like get rid of all the stragglers, get rid of the Socrates, get rid of the Mustafis, get rid of, you know, pretty much everyone that's just hanging on.
But they're not really playing. It's just like I feel like the players.
Yeah, but I think it's a clubhouse thing too. I think that's the issue.
Okay. Nick Leisha, he's not a rookie. That's, I mean, it's his first, you know, obviously he was an assistant, and it's not like he...
It's his first management job.
Yeah, yeah, it's his first
real... What the hell are you talking about?
...real gig. Look, he's under more scrutiny than if he was just an assistant. But it's weird how, like, the... Arsenal seems like the one team that looked great in during the restart, and then the new season started like 2 weeks later, and they're just like, we're a different team. They just like did not play the same way. I don't know what's going on, but it does feel like there's something as far as just the confidence of the team, the confidence of Aubameyang.
Aubameyang's like, confidence is shot, because even when he does have those opportunities to go 1v1, He was a stone cold killer last season.
Yeah.
And this year he's going 1v1, and it's just like it's very slow to build up, and it's not really going anywhere. And the next thing you know, the ball's taken out from the possession is gone. It's like, what are we doing? Like, that's not been. And yeah, I mean, look, someone said they fired Gunasaurus, so the morale went down. Board Martin. I think when they laid off the 55 people, the redundancy, as they call it, I think that was kind of the moment where things changed for the club. And I think there's a lot that needs to go kind of like a lot needs to change. And hopefully it all comes from Arteta being like, all right, we don't need, you know, this type of player in the system. And hopefully that starts to change something, you know.
Yeah, I like
this. Someone teach Bellerin to throw the ball, please. 429 ABC. Yeah, look. All right. So what? He sucks at throwing the ball. He's so good at fashion.
Literally, it's the wingback's job to throw the ball in, and he keeps getting foul throws. How many has he had this season? There's been a couple.
He's had the most of anyone, and the second place is one, by the way. And I think he's had like six.
Look, it's happened to me in my Sunday league, and it's kind of embarrassing because sometimes I forget that there's a certain form that you're supposed to throw in, right? It's literally ball over your head, both hands. But sometimes, like, I've gotten a call to foul throw when I, like twist my body, like, in some way. Like, the ball is not going above, like, my forehead. It's like I twist my body in a certain direction, and I toss it, and I get a foul throw. Usually, they don't call it by, like, the line. You're not supposed to, like, step over the line fully.
It's not, but also, like, what's gotten him also is that he'll throw it so hard that he lifts one foot off the ground, supposedly.
Yeah, yeah. So you would think that for a professional player who's been in the league for a long time, that's like, he should have had that sorted out. I just don't know. That's not a stat you want to lead the league in. It's a very embarrassing one.
It's embarrassing for sure, you know.
Jaron Rice said only Sunday League would take it serious enough to call it. They do. They really do. It's kind of annoying. and the annoying part is that sometimes I have to tell like newer players on the team. Like, if maybe they don't play soccer that much, or they hadn't played in years or something, and I have to like teach them how to do a throw in because we don't want to lose the ball, and but they call it, and it's a thing I keep in mind. Monkey
shouts to Monkey with another gift, dude. I mean, just the best.
Yes, Monkey, I don't know if you were here at the beginning, but we have a new feature to the Nutmeg Cam. If we get
It's Monkey. If we get 1,500 more subscribers,
if we get 10 subs, Nutmeg gets a treat. We got one so far.
Here's, by the way, Arsenal sent photos to the FA to show that he wasn't. Oh my God, Chips was taking care of it all on his own.
Okay, thank you. With all the subs, this is incredible. I mean, people are just we don't even need to be on this show. I mean,
no, if it was just Nutmeg, our subs would be through the roof. But everyone listening is like, say what you were saying about Arsenal. They sent photos of the throw-ins to the FA to be like, yo, you've called some of these a little bit harsh.
Okay.
And here's other ones. This never works out. You know what I mean? You can't get caught like cheating on your girl and be like, no, but Steve was also at the strip club. So here's photos. And look, technically not. She wasn't completely on my lap. You know what I mean? A very significant part of her. Sure. I mean, I will agree there. You know, so this just never works out. But that's what they did. They sent photos. And look, at the end of the day, things like this wouldn't matter if we were winning. They'd be kind of like laughable. You know what I mean? Yeah. But because we're losing every day.
So look, we usually spend a lot of time talking about what's wrong with Arsenal, but I want to take some time to talk about what's right with Tottenham. They are playing well. They are doing what they need to do. It is not particularly they're not reinventing the wheel. They're not doing anything well. They are saying, look, we have Harry Kane, we have Son. They are going to do the heavy lifting. How many goals?
What more do we need?
They both have almost every goal that each one has been assisted by the other. It is quite spectacular mm-hmm. that they're able to consistently do this. Monkey, oh, I mean, we just gotta. This is just incredible. Thank you for all this episode. I think we're already at 10. I just want to finish this point and we'll go and we'll give Nutmeg another treat. So they really are the fact that they. I'm not going to say they manhandled Arsenal, but they got into Arsenal.
I mean,
they got into Arsenal's head so much that they couldn't develop anything. They couldn't. They had pretty much no creativity, and this is a dark time for Arsenal. But Tottenham is they're not doing anything too flashy. But the fact that I mean, like as far as who's going to be the player of the season or what is it? What's the award?
Player of the year.
Player of the year. I would argue that it would have to be both Harry Kane and Son. I think they would have to be co-player of the year. That's how important they are to each other.
I want to say it's probably Son just because he scored more goals.
Okay. I mean,
it also breaks my heart that Harry Kane became the number one scorer in the North London Derby's history. It's like, damn.
Well, Gareth and Chad mentioned Bale. I don't see the context exactly, but Gareth Bale didn't even play this game. They don't even need Gareth Bale, and they just have him there.
Which just goes to show Mourinho doesn't know what he's doing, okay? Mourinho out.
It's almost like, yeah, was Gareth Bale a waste of money? Did they even really need him? They seem to have, they are counterattacking team. And I think...
he's perfect for that, though.
Yeah. Oh, okay. I mean, I almost don't see how he's going to fit with the chemistry that's already there. I thought he would gel perfectly, but they don't really need him. I mean, look, if there's an injury to Harry Kane or Son, then Bale obviously would have to step up. But man, I gotta give credit where credit is due. Tottenham look really, really good. Another team I wanted to talk about very quickly.
We're not gonna talk about Everton, huh?
We can. I mean, Everton, they're not good.
Thank you. Okay, it's not just me, folks.
They drew to Burnley. Look, I don't know what's going on.
Drawing to Burnley is not great.
It is not great. Burnley, they have 6 points. They should have put away some more goals, but I mean. Lucas Digne is out. Seamus Coleman is out.
Steve Jumbo just said, let's talk about Everton's Ozil.
James?
Meaning?
James? Is that what you're
But he's not being left off the team.
No, but I think not having Digne and not having Seamus Coleman, the Ben Godfrey, that's his name. I couldn't remember last week. He is... That doesn't seem like his natural position. I don't know if he's an outside back or a center back. But the quality of Seamus Coleman and Digne is they're just so good on the ball and they're such strong attacking threats that defenses have to like kind of pay attention to them a little bit more. And that opens up space for Richarlison and Dominic Calvert-Lewin. Right. And the fact that they're not there. Is you just sense it. There's a little bit of creativity missing. And Seamus Coleman, you know, he's been at Everton for years. Kind of an older dude. I don't even know how old he is now. How old is Seamus Coleman?
He broke his leg like 10 years ago on the field.
No, he broke his leg like 3 years ago.
3 years ago.
Seamus Coleman.
Jay Freeberg said Godfrey is a center back normally. Yeah. Jay Freeberg also said Ozil to Everton. I don't know where this rumor started. In our chat, We'll take the credit for it. And I forgot who said it. Someone said, whatchamacallit? Didn't they draw to Burnsley, right? So let's get the name correctly.
Correct. So he's 32, John on the bench just said. He's just a sharp and intelligent player, difficult to get to take the ball away from him, and he connects passes with the midfielder so well that you just cannot replace it. Godfrey does not do that at all. He is being basically told to step back, and Ancelotti has been very clear. Like, he's like, I got players missing, you know, players have red cards and all this other stuff, and he's like, I'm trying to work. He's mixing up the lineup all the time, and there hasn't been that consistency that was in those first like 5-6 games. So that's what's going on with Everton. The other team.
That's the end of our segment. What's going on with Everton?
John on the bench, bring Baines out of retirement. Yes, that's a great idea.
Remember Baines? I'm surprised he never got sold.
He was just like a Everton legend.
Just a stalwart, man.
Oh, let's talk about this. Yes, Chad Benty. How about Vardy coming in and sliding, tackling the corner flag, and it had
destroyed the corner flag.
Yeah, I've never seen it shattered that way. The optics are not great, obviously.
He autographed. He signed. He said to the Fox's Pride, "Keep up the good work."
Yes. So yeah. I don't believe that, you know, Vardy is not like, I think he's an ally. He's supportive from what I understand. I haven't seen otherwise. But it's just the photo. The photo is just like, it's eerie. You know what I mean? It's just,
what does that flag do to you? But this is what happens when you drink 2 Red Bull, 4 cups of coffee, and like a bag of chips and a menthol. I don't know what his, I forgot what his starting is, but like it's something insane. This dude's heart is beating out of his chest during every match.
Let me see if I can find. Okay, I got the photo. This was from BBC Sport. So obviously, look, ignore the dumb comments on the right, but. It's just like a pretty wild photo. He slides into it. I'm pretty sure he didn't expect it to shatter. They usually just bend, but he did autograph it and he did, you know, show support. But
I mean, when you go into it with your cleats up, it's gonna shatter. But also, when I saw that, I was like, R.I.P. anyone's shins who has that happen to them. And people are like, get up and play. She fell over. It's like, fam, you saw what happened to the flag? Let my man walk a little bit, will you?
And that was the goal that he scored was like a heartbreaker on who was it on Sheffield United. Remember they had tied it, and then they were talking about they needed a point. Sheffield United is in last place. They have 1 point this season, and I mentioned them I think a week or two ago of just like what happened. Sheffield was like consistently in 7th to 8th place last season.
Last year was insane.
And now they can't get results at all.
Lousy human Val said regarding Jamie Vardy. Yeah, I don't think anyone thinks he's a homophobe. They probably think he's a crazy person. Like everyone's like, yeah, he's nuts. No, he's smart. He's really intelligent and progressive, but he's an absolute nutbag.
Yes. So I don't know what's up with Sheffield, and it was a heartbreaker. Okay, the other thing I wanted to talk about, on a more serious note, we should discuss the PSG and Istanbul Başakşehir. I've never said Başakşehir more than ever in my life.
Every time I see it, I'm like the little curl under the S. I'm like I'm getting nervous already because I'm gonna have to say this on the show.
But no, a pretty incredible and frustrating moment again, dealing with more of the racism coming out of Europe. But
before we get to that real quick, I just want to say Shelley Ray said, are you yelling, Alexis? You can't do an English accent without yelling. It just fits. Okay.
So the main thing, and we will give our sort of response or take on this story. And obviously it was the fourth official was having some sort of discussion or argument, I don't know, with the assistant referee for Istanbul, who is from Cameroon. And for some reason, while he was talking to him, he addressed him as that black guy.
Right. So your uncle's subcontractor is the fourth official.
Okay. He literally needs to go to like etiquette school or something. I mean, so the guy, he's Romanian and said that black guy. I don't know who. I think he was talking to the referee, the center ref. I don't know all the
from the video. It seemed like Demba Ba was the one he was referencing.
No, it was not. Demba Ba was defending his assistant coach. That's why who he was talking about. He was like, that's what I say. You don't call him. And if you've seen the video, Demba Ba is telling him you don't. If it was a white guy, you wouldn't say that white guy. You would say but with a black guy, you say, oh, that black guy. And that is
This is why we have it right where we grew up. You everyone is something odd about them that makes them separate physically or what they're wearing. So you say, homie with the green shirt. You can't go wrong.
It's like nobody's mad at that. Okay?
Yeah, yo ears. Right? Like, oh, everyone knows. Come on, fam. We know what you
do. I mean, it's a little rude, but you know, we get it. We get
right?
it.
Okay. You know?
But no, this was a you know, I think I mean, you know, we've seen let's talk about PSG, right? And PSG and Neymar's have been very vocal about this stuff. And we were seeing the sort of tide turning. We saw it with the San Diego Loyal and Landon Donovan, one of his players dealing with a racist comment, and that was very much addressed after the game. But then when it was a homophobic comment directed towards Colin Martin, the team just stepped off the field and they would not play unless the player who said it was taken out of the game. And even though that was like, you know, a second division game in the U.S., that really went very, very public. Everywhere, like people around the world, soccer fans around the world saw that. And I think this is sort of what we're seeing, where the precedent is set now that doesn't matter what, if you are bringing anything racial, especially an official, like, bro, how many, you know, like meetings and things that they and training that the officials themselves have to go through before, you know, they get like, you know, they have to deal with that all the time. They're constantly reminded. And for an official to be so like flippant with his language when, you know, everybody's paying attention to so much of what the officials say. The officials are the ones that have to control, who keep the game under control and make sure that nothing is said that is racist or anything like that. So for it to come from an official is even more embarrassing.
Hey everybody, thank you so much for listening to the podcast. We just want to break up with a word from one of our sponsors, us and you.
That's right, Gully Squad. The last, during quarantine, huh? Gully Squad has not only become a dope soccer community, but it's becoming a vital space for my emotional well-being.
Okay? Yes, if it wasn't for them, I wouldn't have anyone to talk to a lot of the time. And also, I would not know what an apple crisp is.
Okay, yeah, we are. There's so much communication and sharing of food. It's I don't really dwell in that channel too much.
No, you're not allowed to. Your girl can see it on your face that you're looking at food.
She goes through my phone not to look for like texts from other girls. She's
booty pick, booty pick, booty pick sandwich.
Sam, what is this? How dare you betray me like this?
She's messaging me, homewrecker.
Gully Squad is obviously the Cooligans community of people that are fans of soccer, fans of comedy, fans of food, fans of pizza. It's an opportunity to help support the content that we put out, help us put out more content that we can deliver to the masses, and also get some exclusive content for yourself. So there's a bunch of really cool things going on in there. We have an amazing Slack channel that may or may not exist. Who knows?
Hey, even though we just talked about it.
Exactly, but you know, it's vague. It's very vague. So you can join at any any level, you can join. You can give like $5, $10. You can give more. If you give more, there's more perks involved, like you know, merch and a pin and stickers and different things like that. So it's, if you're a fan of soccer, if you're a fan of comedy, we highly recommend you joining. And it definitely helps the show grow, so we can do a bunch of other fun things. You know, in 2021, when we can finally travel, we can be able to go do live shows and do live events and do a lot of other things like that. So
plus you get some really exclusive stuff, like when we release the pins, you get a pin for joining.
That's right.
When we release the pop socket, you got a pop socket for joining, stuff like that. So there's a lot of really good exclusive stuff. It's not just being a part of the you know, Slack channel that may or may not exist, but trust me, that's a dope part of it.
Very much so. So go to soccercooligans.com and click on the Join Gully Squad button now.
And Duff Carnage said, from what he read, he was telling the ref to send off one of the assistants and said, send off that black guy. So that's what Demba Ba must have heard.
Yeah.
Right? When he said that. And look, at the end of the day, it's like, it's really not that difficult. 99% of the people that are out there are wearing numbers on their back and on their shorts. Use yeah. those. You know what I mean? Their name is on their back, right? Yeah. And when it comes to assistants, assistant. And then you could point at who it is
yeah.
if you don't know their names. It's really not that difficult. And then the ref was like, no, to Demba Ba, who clearly Demba Ba's like pressing the dude. He's like, no. Why'd you say that black guy? You didn't have to say that. Why'd you yeah. say it that way? And he was like, no, it's my Romanian language. It's like, okay, what did you say in Romanian? He's like, I said that black guy. You know, it's like, fam, it doesn't change what you said, you know?
Yeah. You know, I there was a moment with the manager for PSG, Thomas Tuchel, who's doing the, he does a little bit of the, what he said wasn't so bad. He's a little bit kind of answering for and basically sort of implying that it wasn't, that he didn't mean it that way. And then the player from Istanbul was like, he said it. And so
yeah.
Tuchel seems just ridiculous. And it isn't, look, we can all comprehend levels of racism and like the N-word and terrible, you know, inflammatory and terrible things. But when it comes to the playing this game and being, it's a Champions League game, the entire world is why there are millions and millions of people watching. The UEFA is, you know, a setting a standard. They have to set a standard. So this, even though it might not seem as egregious as something which is absolutely wildly racist, cannot be tolerated. And there's, I commend both teams for leaving.
To what you said, there's a difference between something being an absolute racial slur and someone who's black saying, yo, what you just said is disrespectful or insensitive. You don't then go, bah, he didn't mean it that way. That's when you go, you know what? I didn't know that. That's my bad.
Yeah.
That's how you handle it. You don't say, I'm Romanian. that's not how you handle that.
Yeah. Jay Freeber just said Tuchel should have just kept his mouth shut at that point. Yeah. There's no.
George Jesus should be keeping his mouth shut.
Yeah. We should.
If anyone's going to keep his mouth shut.
Thank you, Paddock. Pat, take 11 for the follow. Thank you so much. And there was somebody else that followed by as well. Apologies, I didn't give you a shout out. Jamie Lawton. Thank you also, Jamie, for the follow. Yes. So this is the manager for Benfica, correct?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And for some insane reason,
he's also famous for, I don't know if you remember this. Remember the cops came in and started beating up one of the people that sprinted onto the field, a streaker, like someone jumped over the wall and started running on the field. And the cops came and started kind of like roughing him up a little bit as they were grabbing him. George Jesus ripped the cops off of him and like defended the dude. Do you remember this? So everyone was like, George Jesus is down, yo. He's a homie. And then today he was like, skirt, got red-pilled, my G.
So this is the translation. I watched the original video, and it is, I don't know Portuguese, but I know Spanish well enough to understand that this is accurate. And just in case people are like, oh, you know, maybe some things are lost in translation. Like, this is the exact, this is exactly what he said. Jorge Jesus or Jorge?
Jorge Jesus.
Jesus, coach of Benfica, he said, I don't know what happened. what was said, but today racism is very fashionable. Today, anything that can be said against a black person is always a sign of racism. The same thing against a white person is no longer a sign of racism.
Which, okay. You know what? Can we give him credit? Because if you call a white person the N-word, it's not racist. What is he talking about? And also, how dare you start with, I didn't see it. I don't know what happened. But let me tell you something. It's very fashionable, which is true because we are wearing racism for this new season.
Okay, this is where I announce my new clothing line. Okay.
It is going to be blurred out on most television shows. But yeah, it's super fashionable. So you see it on all the catwalks. Okay.
Just embarrassing. And this is where, Jay Freeberg just had mentioned, like, Tuco should shut up. Everybody should really just shut up in here. I mean, look, when it comes to everybody who wants to weigh in on like some counter argument when it comes to this, there's signs all over the pitch that say no to racism over and over and over. And this is the racism they are saying no to. Okay.
But no, in Portugal, the signs are different. The signs are, what, is everything racism? That's the sign. So
literally scrolling across the thing.
It's got a guy at the end like this with his arms up. Lousy Human Val said, George Jesus fucking Christ.
Oh, my God. Jip was saying it's pronounced racism. No, this is just ridiculous, man. I mean, look, I don't know.
Almost there said thoughts on Micah Richards' comments. I didn't see
them.
What Micah Richards said.
Yeah, I didn't see them either. I heard people, I saw a couple tweets. If somebody has like a tweet or a clip, I think I can play it here. We can all listen to it in person or whatever. We'll figure it out. But yeah, just props to, the Istanbul players, the PSG players, and Demba Ba for really getting in this dude's face. I mean,
more like Demba bowed it. Yo, let me tell you something. Huh?
Yeah, that's what it's like.
Quick, someone hit the Furbo.
Yeah, that'll be the next upgrade. We got to get the
Furbo for me.
We have to shoot the treat from here into your mouth directly. We'll figure that out. No, man. So, yeah, look, they played the game today. Obviously, the game was suspended, and they finished the game out. They went, I believe, like 22, 23 minutes or something like that. And then PSG won 5-1, I think, and which is what we all sort of expected. But obviously, it takes away from their victory. You know, top. I think they're at the top of the group in Champions League. At the very least, it's something that, I'm waiting for UEFA to put out like a proper statement and figure out what to sort of do. I know that with the new game that they played today, it was a whole different refereeing crew. So they rescinded the red card for the assistant that got sent off. But there has to be some kind of like, we going forward. Don't mention anybody's race while you are refereeing a game. There's no scenario where you need to mention it.
Is it that hard? Is it just that hard? I mean, even if let's say the dude's not racist, right? What he said was racially insensitive. If that's who you are outside of the pitch, we can't control that. We don't know who you are, where you live. We don't know what you like with your family. For 90 minutes, could you just show everyone there respect? Is that so hard, dude?
Exactly. 429 ABC just asked, what year is that kit, Christian, looking clean as hell? So I'm actually not wearing a kit. I'm wearing the, I guess what
it's like a sweatshirt.
It's the jumper, the training jumper. So it's a pretty, it's very much a sweat, like a sweater type, moisture wicking type thing. And this is from, I believe, 2016. Because obviously it's the old sponsor. It's either 2016 or 2017. Okay. All right. Next up, what do we have next, Alexis?
Wait, someone just put the link to the Micah Richards comment. You want to listen to it?
This is like a recorded from the TV and everything, bro. Love it. It's the bootleg style that only proper for the Cooligans. Okay. Let's see what Micah Richards said. We have not seen this, so we're all hearing this for the first time.
This is the first time for all of us.
Yeah, that's it. Okay.
It's a difficult one, to be honest, Kay. I think Demba Ba was in his rights to say what he said. And I think that's the whole problem in society today. We're trying to label people as different. But playing devil's advocate, I think it's difficult because if we're in a room like we are now and someone calls us and someone says, the black person or the black one, then I wouldn't take offence to that. So it's difficult without knowing the context in which the word was used. It's very difficult to jump on either bandwagon. I think the players there, for them not to come out, both teams, and stand together, it might have been something more than that. But from the evidence that we've been seeing there, it's very difficult for me to, you know, slate the fourth official because I don't know in which way the context it was used. And in the country, in Romania, you say he's from, yes. Roberto, the word negru,
it's black in
it means black. And it's difficult, Kay. Every time, like, the problem is with racism, when we actually got a racial moment that happens, we don't really deal with it, and then we have something that might have been or might not have been. It's two different things, so we can't, you know, assume just because he said that he's being racist. Was he being ignorant? Probably. Racist, I'm not sure, and that's just off the evidence I've been given.
Okay. All right.
Okay. I mean, look, the thing that bothers me is if someone's sitting there telling you, yo, what just happened is racist, and you're saying like, yeah, but we don't know. It's like, well, how do you know? Well, yeah. Let's ask someone who was there.
I think he answered his own question in what he was saying. He's like, I don't know the context. It does. You do know the context. It is a referee. Right. Refereeing. He's officiating a Champions League game. You do know the context. And whether it is the question isn't, is he racist or not? That's not really, we can never truly know. It is, he knows he's not supposed to do that in that context. In that setting, he should never, ever, especially as an official, should never, ever bring it up. There's no context ever that it will ever make any sense that is helpful or necessary for that center referee.
It's the end of the day is... You didn't need to say. Now, here's the thing. I didn't know that he might have said it in Romanian, which Romanian is actually really close to Spanish. I don't know if you know this.
I don't know that.
Did you know that Romanian is one of the Romance languages, hence the name Romania? Now, here's how I found out. I was watching a documentary as a child about Ceausescu, and who was a leader that was he was a dictator that ended up being ousted and slain, but by his people. But somebody had a sign telling Ceausescu to go, and I read it, and I could understand it. And I looked at my mom and I said, yo, I speak Romanian. I swear to God. And my mom's like, no, you don't. It's similar to Spanish.
Twitch Sports said, is this live? Yes, it's live. I'm responding to you. Is yeah. this like, what's Twitch Sports? Are we in trouble? We're not in trouble.
What did we do, Twitch? Twitch Sports, my name is Christian Polanco and I will give you my social if you need it.
Yes, it is very much.
Wait, the video we showed was not live, if that's what you're asking.
Oh, okay.
I think that's what's happening. That was not live.
That was not live. That was pre-recorded. It was bootleg also. So
yeah,
hopefully...
also it's a homie of mine recreating that, just so you know. Yes, the dude's name is Daryl. He's a great dude. Yo.
It was a reenactment, okay? Don't ignore it.
with the yellow car. Okay, cool. We're cool? Everything cool.
Was that live? All right.
Yo, that's my homie. That's my homie, yo. D-Dog. Don't worry about him, yo.
Oh, my God. So funny. I probably shouldn't have put it full screen. Anyway, whatever.
Yeah, now you know. Now we know, okay? Yo, Twitch Sports, if you're still here, check this out. Quick, go to Nutmeg Cam. Go to Nutmeg Cam.
This is live. This is live, Twitch Sports.
That's live, yo.
Okay, we are not breaking any, any copyright rules or DMCA.
We're breaking cute barriers, I'll tell you that. Look at Nutmeg just laying there in a little ball. That fried chicken you see up at the top, that's a dog.
Okay. Well, you look, we're thinking we're just having a good time. We're thinking we're just, it's just us talking.
That's
to
like when the, like the parents come into the kids' room when you got friends over. That's exactly what just happened. What were we doing? Nothing. Whose matches? Huh?
Okay. I've never been more terrified of my life live streaming on here.
The damn feds showed up.
Robert from LA said, it was nice knowing you, Cooligans. Yeah. What's this red dot on my forehead?
Yeah. Yo, how's it going through the curly hair? Yo.
Oh, my God. So
Robert from LA said, where is Alexis's Romanian national flag tattoo? See, people, like, I'm pretty smart, but then I, in that moment, I also thought I knew Romanian, so not the smartest. And I also want to point something out that happened during Christian's, you know, sort of, you know, when he was talking about this situation, is Padtiak 11. Yeah, he said, I always listen to this as a pod, and I made a Twitch account to give you guys a follow. And spelled my own name wrong. That's Patrick Stanton.
Oh, Patrick. Hey, Twitch Sports is rating with the party of 262. Whoa, this
Let's
is
Let's go, Twitch
largest
Sports.
Audience we have ever had. So just to catch everybody up, we just showed a bootleg clip of a Champions League.
It was like a stage dramatization, if you will.
Hello, everybody. Thank you for tuning in. We are the Cooligans. My name is Christian Polanco. That's Alexis.
I'm Alexis.
Guerrero.
Was good.
We're two stand-up comics, and we're talking Premier League and Champions League. We do a show on Fubo TV. We have a podcast. It's a very fun show. My hair is crazy.
You're actually watching us do a podcast right at this moment. And also, if you subscribe, this is what happens. Hit him with it one more time, Christian. Look at that puppy.
We get the puppy cam. This is Nutmeg. Say hello. Look, Nutmeg, we got to show him to the world. Nutmeg is my dog. He's a mini golden doodle.
No one cares about the data. Hit the button for the treat, Christian. This is the moment. Look what happens if we get 10 subs on the show.
Yes, if we get 10 subs, this is what happens. Nutmeg is rewarded with a treat, and here goes. So you're gonna be seeing.
Look at the dog. He's like, what was that?
Yeah.
Hey, there's two of them, buddy. Get the other one. There you go.
Okay, look at that. So thank you for the raid, Twitch Sports. We appreciate it. Yeah, we do this show every Wednesday at 6 p.m. Eastern. So come back. Hang out. We have a good time doing this. So look at that. Twitch Shouts Sports.
Yo, Colo Blanco, who's our mod? Can you ban someone like Weed Smokers LOLs? He put, left my ass off 10 subs. You deserve zero. Yeah. Shouts, Weed Smokers.
Weed Smokers, we don't need you. We need love out here.
Hey, he got banned. There you go. Shouts to Colo Blanco.
Shouts to Colo Blanco. Thank you for the love. Who hates a dog? You have to be a monster to hate a dog.
Damn.
The Stranding Man said, I was part of this raid, and you gotta love how quick these guys reacted. Yes, we've never been raided before.
Yeah. Well, don't say that, Christian. We get raided all the time. It's old hat for us.
No, we get raided, but people wear warrants, bro. It's different.
Yeah. We got raided in a different way when Twitter Sports just randomly showed up. We were like, uh-oh. Well, maybe that's why they were asking if we were live. They weren't worried about the...
Okay, good. Oh, you never know, bro.
All right. Look how quickly we were both like, no, officer.
Twitch Sports came in here verified, asking questions. I'm getting nervous, okay? Okay, so we have a couple other things.
Oh, Twitch Sports says, love the show, guys. Good stuff. Thank you so much, Twitch Sports.
Oh, this is great. This is awesome. Appreciate it.
Do we ever talk about Newcastle? The Strandy Man says they need to do something before we talk about Newcastle, my G.
Newcastle, they won their last game. They won against Crystal Palace. I was watching some of that game. But you know, we usually talk. We spend a lot of time on Arsenal and Everton, and then and how much Alexis hates Tottenham. So that's honestly,
yeah, man. And it's not been a good week for that. You know, you guys came when I'm a little bit sad. You know what I mean?
You know, rate us when Alexis is in a good mood.
Yeah. When Aubameyang scores a goal from open play, rate us again.
Yeah, we'll be a little bit more cheerful. Okay.
How about Streamlabs said, I promise this is a soccer show, no cap.
Yeah, that is our shout out to our mod as well. Okay. Strandy Man said, bye-bye, Goodison. I'm, you know, speaking of that, I I am an Everton fan. I'm hoping so much that I get a chance to go to Goodison Park to watch a game. The plan was to go this year. We were going to go.
We were supposed to do a whole tour of Europe.
Yeah.
I don't know if you guys have watched the news, but we haven't been able to go.
So actually, I did want to talk about the about Marcelo Bielsa, manager of Leeds United, because there was a really fun clip from Leeds United that they posted of basically Marcelo Bielsa just, you know, I think the question essentially was, are you going to try to surprise West Ham?
Well, they asked him like two or three questions in advance, and he just seemed like very exhausted by having to answer the questions. And they said something like who's playing for, who's going to play against West Ham? And he was like, well, you know, whoever's not injured, blah, blah, blah. He was kind of like saying something along that lines. And then they said, well, the reporter said, oh, are you going to surprise? Are you going to let us know who's starting, or the starting 11? Or are you going to surprise West Ham? And he was like, no, if you want to know who it is. And then he just names the starting 11. And my favorite thing is.
I want to play that because I think it was super, super funny.
Are you playing it?
Yeah, I'm playing it. So he just asked who is going to play next to Cooper as the center back pairing. And he gives the answer. He basically says a couple suggestions. But then the next question was like, are you going to surprise them in some way? And he goes by just literally like, oh, damn, I don't know why it's not playing. Let me refresh.
Well, don't worry. He just said the 11 names. Who cares about playing it? Okay, but the funniest part was the translator starts kind of like smirking, like, oh, is this real?
Yeah.
And everyone, like fantasy players are going, like fantasy football players are going nuts because they're like, thank you so much, because now you know who to start.
Yeah, you know what? The manager should be more mindful of that, of like of people's
fantasy
squad.
Think about us. We've got to prepare. There's money involved, right? There's buy low, sell high.
You know how many times I'll set a lineup and then, you know, I'll captain a player or something, and they don't even play or something. Yep. And it's just so, so frustrating. So Marcelo Bielsa really looking out for, you know, like essentially all the betting sponsors that are on like all the kits now. He's like, I'm gonna take care of you. Okay, I'm gonna take care of
you. I got you, Papa. Yeah, what's theirs? Theirs is 32 red or something like that. Bet 32, something like that, right?
I don't know. They're all like these weird like Indonesian gambling sites, and like I don't know. It feels like it's all illegal, but it's obviously not. But the fact that there's just so many of them. Can we not find any other sponsors, or do those sponsors just have so much money?
I think it's because there's so much money in sports betting, and it's a sports jersey and it's a sports game. It's like, yeah, you're going to be constantly getting. I think I was shocked that obviously Etihad Airlines, right, Emirates, all those, but there's somebody else who just has like a random sponsor, and I was just like, wow, it's not a gambling site with a number. They all look like you got to that Gmail name late. You know what I mean?
You couldn't get the Instagram handle that you wanted.
Bet365, that's what it is. I knew there was a number attached to it.
Contractula88, thank you for the follow. Yeah.
He said, are you guys live on Twitch or somewhere else? Baby, we live right here. Yeah. We're right behind you, Contractula. Turn around.
Okay. We taped the show live, and if anybody has any subjects that are like Premier League related, Champions League related, anything going on in European soccer, put it in the chat. Let us know what you.
Judd on the bench said kazoo means penis in Italian, by the way.
What an oversight. I guess not many Everton kits are being sold in
Kazoo. I think that's the one I was thinking of. It's a car sales place.
No, it's a
car insurance.
Like Uber. It's like Uber, right? I think it's just like Uber. And also, Kazoo is also the sponsor for Aston Villa as well.
Aston Villa, yeah. You know, Italian women are like, you guys have an app for Kazoo? Okay. Okay.
You mean I can have it delivered right to my home?
Wow, lease. I mean, that is impressive.
And Hammer Apps is like, Cooper? Yeah. That's
We got to come up with a cooler.
Cooper should be our shirt sponsor.
Oh, Count Dracula is Twitch staff. All right.
Okay, we're getting in so much trouble.
Did we get in trouble? I mean, let's be honest. Tell me now, because I know lawyers.
We've never had, you know, it's like literally the principal is in the room while we're trying to do our work.
How do you know he's staff? Because he's got the little wrench next to his name? I'm trying to learn.
Oh, yeah, that's what it says, staff. Right there, yeah. Okay.
Oh, he's about to tell us to try to stream to sports category. What are we on? Talk show and podcast. Bruh. Oh. Who set this up, Christian?
Okay, well, I don't know. I'm learning on here on Twitch. I'm going to blame Colo Blanco, our mod. That's who
okay.
I'm missing. Where's this?
Colo Blanco's busy clipping this shit as opposed to learning. Yo, Count Dracula, tell us about the algorithm, my man.
Okay, thank you for all the help. We need our hands held on this site. All the help we can get. Okay, but thank you for the
and
for
our
the
hands, not our kazoos. We're good there.
Okay. Anything else to discuss, Alexis? Are we obviously the U.S. men's national team is about to play in a couple minutes, so we'll end at 7:30. So if there's anything else people want to
talk about. Because we definitely want to watch that game. I think the only other thing is that there's news coming out of Le Parisien that Liverpool are hoping that Sporting guarantees can convince Kylian Mbappe to take a wage cut and join Premier League champions Liverpool. What the hell are Sporting guarantees? Is that what they call a house? Are they buying my man a house?
is that a possibility that Mbappe's going to leave at some point? He's young. He's done pretty much outside of winning a Champions League for PSG. That is that's really the only thing left. But it's Real Madrid or nothing, right? Where's he going to go?
To be honest with you, it can't be anyone other than Real Madrid, maybe Barcelona, and if anyone, maybe Manchester City. But I can't see Kylian Mbappe going to the Premier League to join Liverpool. It just doesn't make sense. I think it would be incredible, and I think it would be nuts, and I think it would be wild if he joined Bayern Munich. That would be insane.
It would be insane. They do not need him at all, in my opinion.
Well, no, they don't. But that's what I'm saying. They didn't need anyone that they've been signing. They're Bayern Munich. They're gonna win the they're gonna win the Bundesliga anyway.
They just have like excess talent or whatever.
Robert from LA says I'm forgetting Canadian Premier League. That's a good point. Yo, good
point. The other one was somebody just mentioned Reina, McKennie, and Pulisic all scored on the same day. We actually talked about that on the TV show and the podcast already.
How about all 11 Americans in Europe are all advancing? Gio Reyna, Serginho Dest, Weston McKennie, Tyler Adams, Christian Pulisic, Chris Richards, Conrad De La Fuente, Zach Steffen, Tim Ware, Richie Ledesma, and Ethan Horvath. Bruh. Yes,
but one of the teams that is advancing, but they really, really looked, they got bodied yesterday. Barcelona. What a game for not only for Juve, and I cannot believe Barcelona looked that bad. Soft penalty, I thought, in the beginning, but that second goal, Weston McKennie.
And it's become a meme. It's become a meme, and he deserves it.
It was beautiful. Goal. I lost my mind. I couldn't believe it.
That's your defensive midfielder, my G.
I tweeted this out as well, but if you watch the goal over, the obviously McKennie almost deserves the assist on his own goal because it was a great pass to Juan Cuadrado, and I loved the little body feint like he was about to shoot, drew the defender in.
You put this up on Twitter and I watched it. I even hit the zoom in, right? Like I full screen this joint. You're 100% right. He kind of faked him a little bit with the feint. And then he ran even harder. He passed to the dude who passed to him, and he was like, I'm going to give it to you, but you know what to do with it, Papa, because
exactly.
I'm going to hit this joint
always,
in.
You know, I learned this from in my soccer shape class.
Here we go. Everybody buckle up. Here comes the flex. Okay.
From Johnny. Okay. This is, I learned, he taught me very well. When you raise your arm, Like, that's the motion that you make when you're about to take a shot. So right. That's what McKennie did the thing. He raised his arm, and that little motion, the defender was like, oh, I gotta get in front of this shot.
McKennie took soccer shape. You heard it here first, okay. Folks. All right, Christian was in the class. He didn't want to say nothing. He ain't trying to flex that hard. But, yo, it's true. Right? Christian to Juventus. You heard it here first. With the okay. Quadrado hair.
I'm already almost there. Okay. I ain't. But that ball, yeah, Jaron Rice said MLS assisted to himself. Yeah, that's really – it was just such a great ball. But the fact that when the ball went in the air, when Cuadrado crossed it, I thought, oh, here we have another Weston McKennie header coming in. He's about to – we just mentioned it the other day about, like, the guy has no regard for his body. He's willing to risk it all for a goal. But for him
– You know who else thought that? Dybala, because Dybala was like – oh, who was it? Who was it behind him? It was Dybala, right? Number eight? I forget who number eight is.
I don't know. It was Ramsey. Ramsey was the one next to him that was offside. The one who was behind him that made the run. Who was that? That was also.
It was Ramsey. All right. So it was Ramsey. Ramsey was like Weston McKennie making this run. But fam, this ain't your moment. We know what you do. And it's not this. I'll take care of it. And he jumped to get ready. And Weston McKennie did a sideways a horizontal scorpion scissor kick. Bro. We were all like, what part of Texas did he learn that in?
That was surreal. So cool for him to do something like that. I mean, look, as fans of, I mean, we're in the United States, and to see a U.S. men's national team play, the first American to ever play for Juve, and to get a goal like that, literally, I'm watching it on screen. I was just like, I literally was like, Weston.
Yeah.
Like almost like if I was mad at him. Like, you didn't tell me about this.
Chill, son. People are watching, Weston.
Why are you showing off? Like, you got secrets? What's all this about?
Where was that when you was at Schalke? That's what we want to know. And by the way, somebody said Alexis forgetting about those Arsenal flops. Ramsey was not a flop. Ramsey is a legend. I can't wait for him to come back and play that one last game for a testimonial. And don't forget, I received the pass once from Aaron Ramsey.
Right. Yes, you have told this story where you saw Aaron Ramsey on the West Side Highway.
No. Yeah, we was both on the highway. We had a thumbs up. We was trying to get, you know, Uber's expensive in the city. No, we was on the like by the boat basin on the 79th Street, the water park right there, the park along the water, not a water park. We're both in the tube.
Yes, you were both in your tightest trunks.
You know, I'm speedoed out because Ramsey's here. I'm trying to put my best foot forward. You know, man, he was doing it. He was jogging, and somebody kicked the soccer ball at me, and I missed, and it went wide, and I kind of waved, and he kicked the ball back at me, and I noticed he was wearing Arsenal clothes. So I had on my 88 FA Cup winning jersey, and I went like, hey, Arsenal. And he lifted up from down here, and he came up like this and kissed the badge. And I was like, huh, he looks like he's done that before. And then I realized he's wearing all Arsenal down to the socks. And then as he got closer, it's Aaron Ramsey, who had just kicked the ball to my foot.
Yes.
Taco Time said Alexis's West Side Story. We didn't do this, though. That's the only thing. And there was Puerto Ricans there because it's the Upper West Side.
I want to for the people that maybe rated and don't know who we are or haven't seen anything we've done. We actually meet and interview in a live show a bunch of Arsenal players. It was why can't I find the video? I have the House of Soccer one.
I did not hug him to answer Chad Bentley while you look for that. I actually started to run after him once I realized it was Aaron Ramsey. First thing I did was I looked at my buddy, who's also an Arsenal fan, a hilarious comedian named Robbie Slovic, also one of the writers on Andrew Schultz's new show on Netflix. And I said to him, like, yo, that's Aaron Ramsey. And he goes, it is Aaron Ramsey. And as soon as he saw it, I knew I wasn't making it up. It was just some lady jogging that I made in my head seem like it was Aaron Ramsey, you know? It's like some old woman walking, and I'm like, I think that's Aaron Ramsey. I didn't make it up. It was real. So I chased after him, and then I realized I can't chase after Aaron Ramsey. So I stopped. I was exhausted, but it was him.
And yeah, for anybody who's new here, we actually did meet Hector Bellerin, Bellerin, Pierre-Emerick Aubameyang, and
Rob Holding.
And Rob Holding that we did at a live show. It's if you go subscribe to our YouTube channel, you can check it out. Just look up Soccer Cooligans and you can find it. But we've gotten to do some pretty fun stuff, not just spied on by Twitch Sports, okay? You can check out our show, YouTube channel on Fubo Sports as well. You can watch our show.
Chip was taken, said Alexis ran. That's how we know this is cap. It's not, this was real. And look, I ran for like six steps and realized this isn't me, you know? I'm spilling my piña colada everywhere that I had in the red solo cup so I didn't get arrested.
Okay. All right. The game is about to start. So everybody, thank you so much for tuning in. I appreciate it. Thank you for the raid from Twitch Sports, from the Count Chocula. I forgot the username.
Count Dracula.
Dracula. Thank you this has been great. We have had a great time. So go watch the U.S. take on El Salvador. We haven't seen, there haven't been any matches stateside in months. So it will be interesting to check out. So yes, thank you again for everybody hanging out. So anybody's new here, this is how we end the show. It's very silly.
And let's go Pumas for the Liga MX final this weekend. Our homie Bofo is there, or Bofo Sebastian Salcedo.
Yeah, Sebastian Salcedo. Okay, I thought it was tomorrow, not this weekend.
Whatever it is, go Pumas. Yeah, yeah.
Okay. ESPN News and Unimas is where you can watch the men's national team game. Everybody, thank you so much for hanging out. This has been a really, really fun show today. Thank you for the raid. Thank you for hopefully you got some new people got to meet Nutmeg. And we do this every Wednesday at 6 p.m. Eastern. So come back. It's always super fun. All right. Follow us at Soccer Cooligans on all social media. Follow us on Instagram if you like. That'd be dope. And I think that's it. Anything else that I'm missing?
That's it. Love you guys. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much. All right. So with that said, my name is Christian Polanco.
I'm Alexis Guerreros.
And together, what are we?
The Cooligans!